Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, U-N-I-F-Y-D, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
Do you ever feel like you're always on? What do you do when you need a moment to chill? How do you like to hit the reset button to get ready for what's next? These days, everything is go, go, go. It's nothing but nonstop hustle all the time. With working from home and trying to stay in touch with friends and family, a million pressing social issues, and an expectation to always be on 24/7. Sometimes you just need a moment to turn off and hit reset. That's when you reach for Coors Light. It's made to chill. My moment to chill is watching baseball, especially when the White Sox are on. I like to have a Coors Light beside me. It's a great beer to have watching the games, as it's cool and refreshing as the Colorado Rockies. And even the mountains on my cans turn blue, telling me that it's time to hit reset. Sit back, relax, and hunker down for an evening of White Sox baseball. So when it's time for you to unwind, reach for the beer that's made to chill. Get Coors Light in the new look delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. Must be 21 years or older to enjoy. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. And as always, celebrate responsibly. Good morning, White Sox fans. This is your Sox Machine White Sox wake-up call for Friday, June 4th, 2021. I'm Josh Nelson. Well, the White Sox went back to their 2020 ways offensively. They struck out 9 times while not walking and only had 6 hits. But 4 of those hits were solo home runs, and Lance Lynn was his usual good self as the White Sox win Game 1 of a 4-game series against the Detroit Tigers 4-1. The first solo home run was hit by Yoan Moncada in the first inning as his inside-out swing had enough on it to lift Casey Mize's splitter into the left field bullpen. That was Moncada's 5th home run of 2021. The second solo home run came off the bat of Toe Tapping Jake Lamb in the second inning. Turning on an inside fastball, Lamb crushed it several rows back in the Goose Island section. It's the 4th home run of the season for Jake Lamb. Only up 2-0 in the 5th inning, Willy Castro provided some firepower for Detroit, hitting a solo shot to cut the White Sox lead to just 1 run. Still a 2-1 game in the 7th inning, a tight contest, Yasmani Grandal unloaded on Casey Mize, hitting a moonshot to the tune of 457 feet, his 7th home run of 2021. Then in the 8th inning, Tim Anderson took Daniel Norris out to center field for the White Sox 4th solo home run. Lance Lynn just threw 89 pitches, which manager Tony La Russa said after the game that some areas were barking on him. Lynn was still very good as he finished with 6 innings pitched, 4 hits allowed, 1 earned run, 2 walks, and 6 strikeouts. Lance Lynn is now 7-1 with a 1.23 ERA.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
I think he can plan on being in Denver for the All-Star game. The White Sox bullpen featuring Aaron Bummer, Evan Marshall, and Liam Hendricks were lights out. Combined, they covered the last three innings, only allowing one hit, while each of them struck out two batters apiece. Funny, towards the end of the game in the ninth inning, Lucas Giolito was thrown out for arguing with the home plate umpire regarding the strike zone. Evidently, it was some type of joke and interaction back and forth with the home plate umpire, in which the home plate umpire told Lucas Giolito to go back in the tunnel and review a previous pitch. And Giolito did that and continued to still argue with the umpire, disagreeing with a previous call. And the umpire just had enough of it and threw Lucas Giolito out. Other notables, Adam Eaton went 0-for-4 with 3 strikeouts. Jose Abreu also went hitless, and so did Yermín Mercedes, whose season batting average is now below 300. Gavin Sheets was called up, as Andrew Vaughn was placed on the injured list prior to the game for testing positive with COVID, but Rick Hahn said that Vaughn was asymptomatic. With the win, the White Sox are now 34-22 in 2021.
The economy is made up of real people doing real stuff, and it affects everything. Which you obviously know since you're a real person doing real stuff. Marketplace is here to help you get smart about everything beyond the what of the day's business and economic news. We dig into the how and the why with the real people driving our economy. From big tech and interest rates to small businesses and what's happening at the Fed, Marketplace breaks it all down so you don't have to. Listen to Marketplace wherever you get your podcasts.
It's going to be a hot one tonight on the South Side. Temperatures in Chicago could reach 90 degrees as Dallas Keuchel will take the mound against Spencer Turnbull. Keuchel has allowed at least 3 runs in his last 4 starts, a total of 16 runs allowed, so 4 per game. He could use a good start against Detroit's lineup. Meanwhile, Turnbull has only allowed 5 runs in his last 4 starts, covering 27 innings. One of those starts was his no-hitter. So if the trends continue, this could be a tougher night for the White Sox offensively. Hopefully, with the hot weather, the bats will continue to flex their home run muscles in support of Keuchel. First pitch is at 7:10 p.m. Central Time. You could watch on NBC Sports Chicago or listen on ESPN 1000 AM. And speaking of broadcasts, it was announced yesterday that White Sox broadcaster Jason Benetti will be calling the Summer Olympic Baseball Games in Tokyo. Team USA finished undefeated in their round play, so they move on to the knockout stage to qualify for the Olympics. If they make it, Jason Benetti will be there to call it. Down in the minors, the Nashville Sounds crushed the Charlotte Knights 16-4. The Sounds are 21-5 for the season, by the way. Very nice start for the Nashville Sounds. Mikey Mattock hit a 3-run homer late. Jake Berger was 2-for-4 on the night. And the Knights pitcher struck out 13 batters, but they also walked 14 batters. Overall, not a good night for the Knights. Birmingham won a pitcher's duel 1-0 over Tennessee in 7 innings. Laz Rivera singled in the second inning and advanced to second base on a throwing error. JJ Muno singled home Rivera in the next at bat. And there you have it, all of the Barons offense in a tidy paragraph. John Park tossed 6 shutout innings, striking out 4. Winston-Salem had themselves a home run party in an 8-6 win over Greensboro. Down 3-0, the Dash saw home runs from Ian Dawkins, Duke Ellis, Alex Destino, and Luis Curbelo for the come-from-behind victory. Kannapolis rained out. Around Major League Baseball, the league had an owners' meeting to discuss illegal substances pitchers are using on the mound. They decided any pitcher caught with such substances could be suspended up to 10 games. We'll see if any pitchers get caught or what type of impact it'll have on pitchers in the short term. Looking at scores around the league, Kansas City won a seesaw contest against the Minnesota Twins, 7-6. Salvador Perez hit 2 home runs as the Royals are now 28-26 in 2021. Pretty good for a team that had an 11-game losing streak. Meanwhile, Minnesota is still in last place with a 22-34 record, which warms my cold heart. Cincinnati beat St. Louis 4-2. Josh Hader is 13-for-13 in save opportunities as the Milwaukee Brewers beat the Arizona Diamondbacks 7-4. Pittsburgh Pirates beat the Marlins 5-3. The Rockies beat the Rangers 11-6. The Boston Red Sox keep winning as they knock off the Houston Astros 5-1. The Tampa Bay Rays tag Gerrit Cole for 5 runs on their way to a 9-2 win. Tampa is now 36-22, leading the American League East, and the Yankees drop to 31-26 on the season. Atlanta Braves beat the Washington Nationals 5-1. The Nationals are 23-30, and now there are rumors Max Scherzer could be available this trade deadline if things don't get better in D.C. Something to monitor. The Seattle Mariners are back to 500, beating the Los Angeles Angels 6-2. San Francisco Giants cool off the Chicago Cubs, winning 7-2. And the San Diego Padres hold off the New York Mets 4-3. That will do it for this White Sox wake-up call. Subscribe to the Sox Machine podcast wherever you listen to podcasts. And also subscribe to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/SoxMachine. If you enjoy our work and want to support us, visit patreon.com/SoxMachine as we have several different tiers of support, starting at just $2 a month for exclusive content, ad-free podcasts and website, and first crack at our new swag items. Have a great Friday morning and weekend, everyone, and hopefully we get to talk about another White Sox winner. For SoxMachine.com, I'm Josh Nelson. Thanks for listening.
Sugar Ray Leonard, Roberto Duran, Marvelous Marvin Hagler, and Thomas Hearns. Legends, whose four-way rivalry defined one of the greatest eras in boxing history. Relive their decade of dominance in the new Showtime sports documentary, The Kings, a four-part series premiering Sunday, June 6th, only on Showtime.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.